It's time for Thursday's Roundup. Is powered by Attitouch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, Badgerland Flooring, and by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. It's game day. We're rolling out dumb, cheap games that somehow turn into bragging rights. No strategy, no practice, just luck, vibes, and questionable choices.
Hank's Love Line.
The most anticipated moment of the week, especially if you're from Arkansas.
Yeah!
If it comes back quick, that's a green light and you can take a victory lap.
Oh, yeah.
If it drags on, Hank says step away, stretch like nothing happened, and act like you had better plans all along. So tune in, play along, and let Thursday's Roundup turn ordinary into slightly ridiculous
in the best way possible.
Grab your skates, yeah, we're calling you.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
How you?
Yeah, I'm ready now.
Need to be swinging through the trees there.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well.
Last night was Wednesday. How was your night off?
Not bad.
Did you get in trouble or anything?
Nope. I was here.
I didn't hear any John Denver this morning.
I was here for a little bit, and
yeah.
No, I watered her garden and her flowers last night.
So you're all good.
I'm good.
Yep. At least until noon today.
Yep. And I went out and I gave blood. You didn't get a chance.
Oh, good for you.
I didn't get a chance at the Red Cross blood drive, but I did last night in Sextonville. The mosquitoes were bad on my ankles.
Oh, so. You did get blood there.
Yeah, I did get blood. Yeah.
Oh, good for you. I mean, skeeters love you.
They
just
do.
Remember though. Remember the life hack that I passed on. When you do everything, when you do something, do it 100%.
Oh, sure.
Except giving blood.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to give
100%
blood.
No,
probably not. No.
Just trying to help.
Yep. That's anyway, the kind of guy you are.
Yeah. Did you mow at all?
No, I did that Saturday.
Oh, okay.
But it's probably going to need it before too long.
Okay.
But,
you want me to come mow or anything?
You can do whatever
you
want.
You don't even care, do you?
No, I don't care.
Get out there.
Yep.
So anyway, in Boscobel, my house borders the school property. So in the backyard is the football field. So they have this huge machine out there ripping up the turf.
Ooh.
So, and it just chews it up, puts it in this dump box, and it half the field is dirt, the other half is. So I was thinking, through the adventures of my son's football program, they didn't need to do anything from the 20-yard line and in because they've never been there.
Oh, didn't score.
They're tearing it up. I'm assuming they're having new turf, so good for them. So.
Well, you should get that machine over in your backyard.
Yes, 100%.
Tear it up and get down there and see if you can see the inside the moles' living rooms.
Nope, grubs. After grubs, go moles, go.
Really?
I haven't had any since I got rid of the grubs.
What they say.
They
always say you get rid of the grubs.
You know as soon as I set one right now, listening to the program on, tear it up, fellas.
We have a lot of listeners underground.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have to. Anyway, busy day today. Lots of sports in the area.
Too many.
Richland Center on the way to GET.
Yeah, long trip.
Yeah, long trip. So good luck to them, ladies.
Mm-hmm. And Richland Center baseball at Mount Horeb. I mean, almost all the area baseball teams are playing.
That's a good jaunt too, actually, from here. I mean,
Mount Horeb. Yeah, not as bad as Galesville.
No. And then Ithaca boys baseball.
Home with Highland.
Good luck to them. Good luck to Highland.
Riverdale home against Prairie Machine. Riverdale softball at Fenimore for softball regional championships tonight.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you have the Ithaca West and Hillsboro regional championship softball. Again, I've cried and complained that they all play the same day. But What do you do? Where are you at tonight?
They put me out of the area.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Westby, I think. Westby is where my docket. So.
Mm-hmm.
So they play, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a Division II game. In fact, I think they're playing.
Is it Mondovi or?
Somebody like that, yeah.
Starts with an M. That's all I know. I'm afraid to say it at this point.
Okay.
So anyway, I do have a question for you, Philip.
Do you?
Yep. Hey, did you know in softball, umpires in softball can wear black now?
Really?
Yep. State tournament regulations and navy blue pants.
Oh.
So I'm looking for a pair of navy blue umpire.
Navy blue pants.
Yeah.
What about, like some sort of stripes on them or something like that?
Maybe.
Uh-huh. Mm. Used to wear them in the 70s.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, plaid pants.
Did they have bell bottoms as well?
Sure, sure. Yeah. Bell bottoms. They had different sizes. They had. They used to call the big ones elephant ear.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. You know. Okay.
I'd get them stuck in the bus door when they shut the bus door.
Oh, you're sitting down. And your pants are still trying to come in.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And then, of course, I had the Husky jeans on. Yes. You know, and they'd have the tag on the back that would say the size. You know. And that was always a little intimidating, too.
To you or others?
To others. Well, to me, too, you know.
I remember my mom and dad, we used to wear rustlers.
Rustlers?
Rustlers.
Rustlers.
At Walmart.
Oh.
But we went through jeans so bad as boys on the farm, they couldn't keep us in pants. So I remember the first pair of Levi's I got, 501 button flies.
There you go.
Do you remember them?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And it was like gold.
Well, you guys probably cut yours off for shorts.
No. Did you? Because if they were old, you had to wear them on the farm.
Right, right.
Because, you know, when you raised 40,000 chickens and cattle and wearing shorts in a chicken house is not good.
No, it's not a good thing. But, you know, you can cool off a little bit. The bad thing was if the legs were uneven.
Yeah.
Cut this one off here. Well, this one up here.
They are now.
Yeah.
What is your guilty pleasure, Philip?
Guilty pleasure?
Uh-huh.
Probably watching old
sitcoms
and TV shows and Partridge Family and the Brady Bunch. And
it's not four Mallow Cups and a couple skis?
No, I don't do that too much anymore. I try to...
It's hard to get off.
Try to limit. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So...
Somebody's been drinking my ski, though.
I don't know what? Seriously, I put it from my office.
Yeah.
And there were three cans.
Yep.
There were a 12-pack and three cans.
Yeah.
Those three cans, they're whoever gone. It is, they're $4 each.
Right.
We're looking for $12 right now.
Right, right.
And I don't drink it because it's too sweet.
We need to put a camera on the refrigerator door and
100%.
See who the culprit is.
Yes, 100%.
Or we could have a vote, like a Facebook vote. Who do you think it is?
Yeah, because ski is okay, but it's too sweet for me.
Oh.
It is.
It's much better than Mountain Dew,
I think. Yeah, yeah. So... if you might be from Arkansas, Philip, if you think formal wear means the jeans without paint on them.
Painter's pants were big
painter's
for a while.
Painter's pants, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
without question.
Yeah.
Without question.
Yeah, the belt loops on the side, or the loops on the side. I guess they're a hammer.
Yes.
Put your hammer in there.
Yeah, put the hammer in there. You can put anything. You can put a can of paint in there if you want.
Yeah, you could.
So
then anyway, you had to have a comb in your back pocket.
Yes, yes.
Sticking out.
We have game day today.
Oh, that's right.
Are you ready for this one?
I know. You told me we were curling.
There we go. There's a curling game, Philip.
Oh, curling. Okay.
So
many people know this as a winter game. It got really popular again during the Olympics.
Yes, it did.
This year.
Yeah.
But this is the...
The ultimate tabletop curling.
There's no ice involved.
No ice.
Okay.
No ice.
All right.
It can either be, so there's no brush.
Yep.
Okay. So you and I have read the rules earlier.
Yeah.
You and I have read the rules earlier. It can either be blue or orange. You're going to go first.
You know, that the first thing that I notice is that it almost looks like Chicago Bears colors on those.
You know what? Things. And it kind of looked like a Cubby thing there, too.
It kind of looks like a Cub emblem there, too.
Oh, so
boy.
It's not going to be good.
What do you do? Where are the instructions? I don't really know curling that well. I've never done play-by-play on curling.
Well,
probably could.
Here's the thing. You divide the teams, you versus I.
All right.
We alternate, go back and forth. So the you and I have concerned, if you're in the blue here, what was it called? What was the scoring thing? That was the house.
The house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you won it in the house.
All right.
Each stone, you won it in the house. But we're going to alternate back and forth. Okay? So if you go and say, get one here, I can actually bump you out of the house.
Okay.
So it's at the end. So we each get four stones.
The stones have like little,
they're little
ball bearings.
They're ball bearings in there where you can roll them on this thing.
Okay.
All right. So.
Want me to go first?
Yeah, you can go first. Phil's.
And this is, I'm going to take blue.
You're going to blue? Blue. You always get the color.
Well, you can pick.
No, too late now. All right, so I'm going to, remember the guy that's always sweeping?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here we go. You ready?
There's no sweeper, though, is there?
No, I'm going to act like it, though.
Oh, you're going to act like it. Okay.
Too bad. I should have brought my umpire's brush, Phil.
All right, yeah, that's true.
So Philip is up here, and if he goes past start, it's null and void.
Uh-oh.
So in the first one, and Ooh, he's off.
Went a little bit too far there. I went over to the emblem. All right, Hank Bray is next, shooting the orange one. He took it slow. Oh, that one's disqualified. It didn't even make it to the line.
It's just, yeah, yeah, you're disqualified. But yeah, you can bump it in there, though.
Can you?
Yeah. And the next one.
Oh!
That is a one-pointer.
I got 1 point. I'm on the edge of the circle, the bullseye. All right. And there's Hank Bray shooting again. Oh, oh, he came up just short. I feel so bad for him.
All yeah, right. Yeah. We're always short, aren't we, Phil?
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go. And the next one. Oh, he's out of bounds.
A little too much on that.
Hank don't have much room to go.
Must have been the spinach I ate last night. All right, Hank Bray. Wait. He got in the circle and in the red.
It is 1-1 here, Phil.
Wow, I'm going to have to bump you.
Well, that's not very nice. So here it is, Phil's last one. And he is disqualified.
Boy, I must have used all my effort on the first three. Didn't even get it to the bullseye.
All right, buddy.
All right. Look at that. Hank Bray, he's in the circle. He wins. He's in the circle.
2-1.
Oh, my goodness. That's a fun game.
Yeah, actually, it could be a really fun game. Yeah,
absolutely.
So the more ski and mallow cups we have could be even better.
Yeah, we'd be shooting it off the table, probably.
It's actually a really neat game.
Mm-hmm.
For $2, can't go wrong.
Yeah, I know. When you're out working hard for the station and, you know, looking for dollar games.
Yeah, I do that all the time. You know that, don't you? and this is, so if anybody picks up a dollar game, that's something that we can conform.
Play?
Something that we can conform. Hey. That, how do I want to say this, Phil? If you pick up a dollar, some dollar, two, under, $3 game, a garage sale, Walmart, wherever you go, let us know. We'll gladly pay for it as long as we can play it on the air in a timely manner.
There you go.
So, right. But is this a save game or do we hand it out? I think we save it. It's fun.
I think we save it. Yeah, absolutely.
It's pretty fun.
We could have a tournament here at the station.
Yeah, we could. All right. Yeah. All right, young man. Oh, what did we forget?
Hank's love line today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's Thursday.
I might need that.
Yeah, let's see. Game ending situations for tournaments. That's not it.
Watering your flowers may not be enough. I might need a line today.
Well, here you go. Speaking of water, Phil, here you go. Your eyes are like the ocean. I could swim in them all day.
Oh, very nice.
It's pretty good.
Very nice.
It's from my heart.
Oh, I can tell.
Nothing but salt water.
Oh, well.
Buddy, have a great day, and everybody out there, be kind. And seriously, to all of our local athletes, good luck today.
You bet. And Trackster's getting ready for
sectionals. Oh, yeah, that's
tomorrow.
That's on Friday, yes.
Yep. Everything's coming down to the end of the year.
Yep, it is. Thanks, buddy. Have a great day.